message.
Hey there, friends. Before we dive in, let me ask a quick favor. If you find a little laughter, hope, mindfulness, and inspiration in what you're about to hear, do me a solid. Follow, subscribe, and share this with someone who could use a reminder that life does not have to feel so heavy. Let's build this movement of light, one spark at a time. Deal? Okay, here we go. You ever feel like the world is just unraveling? Like one day you're minding your business, drinking your coffee, and the next you're wondering if society is being held together with chewing gum and sheer denial. And let's be real, there are some very good reasons to feel scared right now. A madman is lurking, a billionaire is scheming, and a whole clown car of cultists are revving their engine like they're about to drive us all just straight off a cliff. It's enough to make you want to crawl under a weighted blanket and live off cereal forever, because God knows we cannot afford eggs. But here's the thing, we cannot let them steal our joy. We cannot give them the satisfaction of watching us crumble, because no matter how loud, how reckless, or cartoonishly villainous they get, they cannot take away the small, beautiful moments that make life worth living. And it's the little things that matter. And in times like these, my friends, they matter even more. Saying hello to your neighbor, that matters. It reminds you that you are not alone, that community still exists outside the internet comment section. Being kind to the grocery store cashier, that matters. They're out there dealing with people who get genuinely angry over coupons. A little kindness goes a long way. Checking in with your friends and family, that matters. Not just a like on their post, actually calling them, texting them, asking how they are holding up, because we are all caring more than we let on. So these tiny acts of connection, of decency, of humanity, that is our resistance. They are our rebellion. They remind us that we still have control over something, even when it feels like we don't. So no, we may not be able to snap our fingers and fix everything overnight, God knows, but we can make each other's days a little brighter. We can build small pockets of hope, and we can refuse to let the chaos consume us. Because if history has taught us anything, it's that kindness, laughter, and community are more powerful than fear. And we need them now more than ever. So go ahead, smile at a stranger, say something nice, hold the door open. Yeah, it may seem small, but trust me, it matters.